What is something that you're looking for on a first date? Like when you actually meet the person, like what is something, the first thing you notice when you go on a first date? Your manners and how you treat the server. Typically a first date involves eating.
That's a big one.
Yeah. And I've, you know, usually I mean, I've seen women be kind of rude to servers.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, people
and men
in general
for sure
are just
don't like that at
yeah,
all.
Yeah. No.
And it's a big red flag. They also notice your outfit right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
And for me, I don't have a lot of nice clothes. I mean, I just don't. I don't know.
You can pull out your nice shirt.
I have the tanger shirt. I have my tanger shirt.
The
tanger
shirt. Yeah. The nice shirt is the problem.
Okay. That's true.
It's the dry wicking.
The dry wicking.
Matter wearing one today.
Yeah, the dry wicking.
I'm dry wicking today.
How about one with a collar?
Okay.
How about that?
Okay.
How about that? It's dry wicking,
but sometimes
linen, whatever. What?
I don't know. If you're outside doing something, like you can have a cool t-shirt now.
You can still also be outside wearing
a collared
shirt.
I don't think the collar.
It's not that hard.
It doesn't have to be long sleeve. I mean,
I think you can be stylish without a collar.
Yeah, I do too.
Katie, I agree with you.
I think it could be.
You're better off to do the collar.
I think you're better off doing the collar. Just for the first date.
Just the first one. Then the rest you can just be, you know.
Yeah, and if you show up with a cartoon logo on your shirt, it's off.
A Looney Tunes shirt?
It's off.
That'd be
I
nice.
See that.
Sorry.
Two or three more things.
Yes,
do
Dragon Ball Z. That counts. No, don't wear that on a first date.
I'm not saying Dragon Ball Z, but like you can have a nice jacket over a plain t-shirt. Like it doesn't have to be a collar.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, if you have a jacket, then the jacket has a collar. Or a collar look.
Probably.
Just showing up in just a t-shirt kind of shows you I put zero effort into this date. This is just the first date.
Some t-shirts are really in fashion right now.
Which ones?
I don't know, but I know a lot of them are. Like these good t-shirts.
This is a first date.
Yes,
wear
exactly.
a regular t-shirt the next date.
We're not used to the country club, Katie.
No, it's not. No, it is not. It is not.
That's all you own, Jared. All you own is the Superman or collared shirt.
Do you own, do you own a collared shirt? Is that why you're fighting back?
I have a couple,
What is your problem?
I don't know. I feel like I have plenty of simple t-shirts that aren't my Dragon Ball Z ones. I know
for
that'd be aggressive.
For a first date, though?
Yeah. I mean, it
depends.
I'm not talking about going out. I'm not talking about going out.
I will throw on a collared shirt, but every time?
I said
for the first date.
I mean every first date.
Yes.
I mean every first day? No, you don't need one for every first
day. And most of my shirts don't have collars, by the way. And most of them have like sports logos on them.
Yeah, or a cartoon.
And so, I mean, I would think I would go for the collar shirt just to be safe.
Yeah.
If you're just going out as a single person just to have fun,
who
cares?
Who cares what you're wearing?
You can wear your Dragon Ball Z
but
or whatever.
But if it's just the two of you and you're on a first date, put the collar on.
What if you're just like getting coffee, meeting up for the first time?
Put on a collar.
Nah.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll put a collar on.
I don't know what's so hard about it.
Just don't, Squid. Don't worry about it.
Does it make you feel uncomfortable?
It's not Squid's vibe.
Yeah. It's not my
I have seen you dress up with a collared shirt.
Yeah, I have
feel.
Yeah, I mean, yes, I will. I'm not against wearing a collared shirt on the first day. I'm just saying every first date you go on needs to be a
It definitely depends
shirt.
On the date.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah,
like if you're going to a show, but if you're just going to the movies, I think that's a waste.
Yep.
Collar's a waste.
Or if you're going outside to like the music, the theme park.
Are you surprised I'm with you, Katie, on this
one? I am a little bit. I really am.
I think on a first date, but then also growing up in the church, there's certain situations you're trying to make a good impression.
Yeah, sure.
And that's the whole point. You're trying to make a good impression.
On the first
so
date.
You want to mislead them by saying, listen, I dress nice. And then the rest of the time, it's going to be sloppy. But yeah.
But when that says it's a waste, I'm like, so you're just counting, like, what if this is the love of your life? You're like, well, could be a waste.
I don't think you're going to miss on the love of your life whether you have a collar.
Yep. I don't, but the point is that you don't know what it's going to be, so why would you not want to present
And this says
your
one of the
best.
First things people notice about you is your outfit.
Yeah, so it may be a cool t-shirt, they're going to notice how they like it.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sure, I've always had girls like, man, he's wearing such a cool t-shirt.
Yep.
I've never heard that in my life.
T-shirts can be cool.
Have you ever heard he's wearing such a good...
Yeah, oh, he dresses
looks
nice. Yeah,
dry
he dresses,
wick?
No, he's... No.
Oh, the wick.
I've never heard that either.
Exactly.
No, I'm not saying I dress nice. I'm just saying.
Girl, it went so well. Did you see his wick?
Not his wet wick, his dry wick.
His dry wick.
Why is it so dry, though?
I'm going to let him dip his wick.
Dang, Matt.
Ew.
All right. Three more things that people do know first on immediately on a date.
Are you talking about candle making?
Totally.
That's a
thought
fun.
So.
That's
I'd
a
wear
fun.
A collar to candle making. Yeah.
You should.
Yeah, for
definitely.
Sure.
They notice your grooming and your hygiene.
100%.
That's important.
Oh, my gosh. If you have
Where
long
the movies?
Fingernails.
Because you don't want to smell.
You don't want to smell.
No. And clip your fingernails, for the love of God.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Yeah. Squid, let me see your fingers. Okay. You bite your nails, don't you?
No, I cut them yesterday.
Good.
So, yeah,
good job.
Just cut them
good
yesterday.
Job. feel like I'm talking to my 7-year-old.
Yeah, you caught me on a good day.
Another thing, they're your facial expressions. That includes eye contact versus looking away constantly. If you're being authentic with your smile or you're forcing it. One thing, I think that besides looks, the second thing I notice is how nervous the person is. You can sense it. And so I try to alleviate that.
With by
pointing it out.
Humor. Oh.
Like are you nervous?
Oh.
Like, don't worry. I am too. Real quick, let's go to Nikki. What do you want to say? What do you notice first on a first date?
Definitely how I dress. However, the collared shirt thing, man, I think that's definitely an opinion, because if some dude rolls up in a collared shirt, side part, I am out.
Yep.
But.
Okay.
A collared shirt,
and
where?
What?
They're out.
But where? You said.
In a side part.
At a what?
In a side
part. Side part.
Side part. Your hair.
Oh, a side part.
I think it's the side part's the problem.
Yeah. Well, no, like she said collared shirt. I hear.
Okay.
But listen, a t-shirt can be hot. Think Lenny Kravitz, like. Come on.
Unless...
A t-shirt could be definitely nice. It depends on how you style it.
That's me and Matt.
Yeah, Katie.
We ain't Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah, we all resemble Lenny, bro.
Is showing up on your date.
Yeah.
Well, t-shirt, you know, and Lenny pants.
You know what, Jared? Sometimes in my Facebook feed, I don't know why I'm getting this. It's like burly guys with these form-fitting t-shirts. And I don't know why it's always showing up, but I'm always thinking of you. That it makes you, it actually formed... A t-shirt, the way it's this little snugger, but it's looser. I don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah, it's snug at the arms, but loose down low.
Yes,
I get ads for those all the time.
Yeah.
It's like it's loose in the stomach.
Yes.
Or something.
But it's tighter around your arms.
It's like boxy.
Yeah, so it accents the good parts and then does not highlight your gut piece.
And I think also they might be longer to make sure that your butt crack is always covered.
Yes.
Always. Like when you bend over or sit down, make sure
you have a gut and, you know, and you raise your hands or you know or whatever.
It doesn't fall out the bottom.
Your gut's not hanging out the bottom of your shirt. That's such a bad look.
The underboob gut.
Yeah, it's the worst. That's a bad look.
Just undergut.
It's a bad look.
Underboob sexy. Undergut even sexy.
It's all hairy.
I forget where I was at. I was at some place where maybe it was like a concert or something, and it was like, put your hand or something. I was with Anna, and she's like, your gut's hanging out of your shirt. And I was like,
oh, that's awful.
Really?
Yeah.
I was like, thanks for telling me, but that's horrible.
Yeah, when you have that problem, you can't put your hand straight up. You got to put it out like you're signaling like a field goal is good.
It's good.
Yeah, you got to keep the shoulders down. When the shoulders come up, that's when the shirt goes up.
Dang it. I thought I had my undershirt tucked into my pants. I guess not.
I realized I had a real problem. I actually got like a cut one time on my undergut.
Wow.
I was doing something in the garage, and I was trying to like maneuver around something, and I was like, ow, and I look, and I'm like, I don't see anything, and it was like the undergut got cut on like a piece of metal in the garage.
It was exposed and vulnerable.
Oh yeah, shirt no holes.
That's right. The undergut cut.
Yep.
That's the worst.
Yeah,
that is the worst. You should have rap about it, Squid. All right.
I didn't see anything.
I looked down. I'm like, well, that hurt, but everything looks fine. It checks out. Then later on, I'm like, why is there blood on my pants?
Did I start my period? Why am I bleeding?
So
weird.
Relatable.
It's so weird. There's blood on my pants.
The undergut cut. Dude, that's freaking awesome, dude. Get a shirt made for that and make it like short shirts.
And just have it screen printed at the bottom.
Right. Undergut cut.